Good.
All right.
Eric anyway. Is still on vacation.
Which is
yes,
good.
Indeed.
Yes.
Been fun.
Been busy.
I don't know.
How was your Christmas, everybody?
Did you guys see the other video Eric sent?
Yes, I did. So favorite part of the week? What?
Well, so Eric sent us a video of like him being out in the beautiful ocean, beautiful Hawaii. And I sent him one back of us playing Smash. I was like, psh, you may have that. We got this. And then he sent one back to us of him like showing beautiful scenic Hawaii and like
putting a Switch into the,
into the dock.
Yeah.
And then stepping inside. And
to which I responded like, are you at a beach in a volcano in a hotel room? Because
Hawaii is small. They got to pack things in tight.
I don't know what he did because in the amount of time that happened, that was probably, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
He went from sitting in the water to talking about being in a volcano in a hotel room with the Switch.
That's
I'm like,
funny.
I don't understand how. I think he's saving these videos, trying to send them in time so we'd see him be stuck at work.
Probably.
Well, I definitely think so because Jancy was the one that was filming him while he was floating in the water.
I've called shenanigans.
So probably waited until he got back to Wi-Fi.
He's storing up videos, waiting.
Yeah.
Uploading them to us at certain times.
Yeah.
Like he's got a meme bank. Is that what they're called? When they store up a whole bunch of memes so that you can use them as.
I've never done that. Sounds ridiculous, Calvin.
A meme bank?
Yes.
I'm not banking at a bank.
How about a money bank? Just a bank. Just
bank.
I read a book called
a bank account.
I've read the Love Bank.
To store all of the robber art, and I want to call it a Banksy bank.
All right, moving on.
That's better, and that's pretty good.
So anyway,
it's not bad.
Eric's spending Christmas in Hawaii. We're spending Christmas here.
Mm-hmm.
Spent Christmas here.
How was everyone's Christmas?
Christmas was good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Calvin, isn't that what you wore for the Christmas mailbag? That shirt looks the same.
It might have been. I watched it, though.
Your mic is quiet or off?
Which one?
It's probably off.
I unplugged. There's so many.
I didn't unplug this one.
So much going on.
La, 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 la.
I think you're just quiet.
What? That's impossible.
Eric is usually sitting over here, and
He can't just be
very
quiet.
Loud.
I guess turn up his dial.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello.
You guys hear him?
I don't know.
Can you hear me? Can you all see me? Hello, hello, hello. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Bop, making noise so Rick can hear me. La, la, la,
is it
la,
not
la,
working
la.
Or what?
It's like none of these are affecting him.
Is it the right one? Is it the right cable?
Okay, it's that one.
La 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 la.
He's still quiet.
Brr, 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 brr. Do you want me to be louder?
Yeah, but it might just be that, I don't know. It could be
is
an issue.
Is it the right way?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I don't know, guys. Calvin will just be quiet, unlike any other video we've ever had.
We need consistency.
I just see Super Smash Bros. Ultimate on there. One thing I can see.
This is why you don't read chat, Shane.
All right. So Christmases. How was everyone's Christmas?
Christmas was pretty good. Let's see. I've got one left, which will bring the number up to 7.
But Christmas is over.
Jeez. No, I got one left.
Good Lord.
7.
Yeah. A lot of Christmases. It's crazy.
Growing up with him, his birthdays and Christmases were crazy.
It'll be 12 one of these days, and I'll actually have the 12 days of Christmas.
You just have to make sure you schedule them all in a row every day.
Yep.
Oh, are there plans to have 12 Christmases, or are you just saying that every year it increases? So
I don't know where I can find all the birds I'll need, though.
Birds.
I mean, there's a lot of birds in the 12 days of Christmas.
Get a bunch of birds and some acrylic paint in your set.
But
what? What is that?
Make different kind of birds.
But Christmas was fun. The great thing about all the Christmases, as I dropped my pen, is... like, you have all this different delicious food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get leftovers of the best food at every place. And then you have the ultimate meal after it's all over.
The ultimate meal.
Yeah, so, like, my grandma wanted noodles.
Mega Christmas.
And, like, my grandma Harris mashed potatoes. And, like, my mom's ham.
Yeah, but then they're old and they're not... You can't wait for every Christmas. When was your first Christmas, Rick?
The first Christmas was the Saturday before Christmas, I think.
You've had 6 Christmases since Saturday?
Yeah.
that's 6 days in a row. All like right. 6 Christmases, 6 days.
So when's your 7th Christmas?
This Saturday.
Oh.
So,
at your parents'
place. So
you're
going to store up the food over a course of a week to a week and a half so that you can have mega Christmas?
Yes.
I know Monica listens to this, but their Christmas doesn't have the best food item of any of the other Christmases, so.
It doesn't have one of those, like one, like this is the best of this
no.
one?
No.
Should have had that one first, then.
No best of.
Ouch.
So I don't have to wait for that one.
Okay.
Dang.
Sorry, Galvin.
You guys need a...
I don't know. I haven't had all of your family's Christmas.
The vegetable lasagna just doesn't do it for me.
Vegetable lasagna?
Is that what we had last year? Okay. I don't ever remember having that.
Why are you guys doing it this
kind of thing?
Why are you guys doing it this late, Galvin?
Huh? We're just having...
This isn't working. Damn. But Evie, I mean, for Christmas, for us parents, I think it's all about the kids. So Evie had a great time.
Yeah.
She got... actually, we've been playing a lot of Smash Brothers, of all things, which we got way before Christmas.
Yeah.
But just had, you know, the limited amount of time I've actually been home, been playing that a lot. But she got Pokemon Let's Go Eevee, which she loves, and she can play.
Yeah.
Why Eevee?
Well...
Not because it's her name.
For all you don't know, his daughter's name is Eevee.
So. Yeah. It's fun because I can't remember a time when, like, I couldn't read, you know? But okay. She can't read, but she knows, like, the order of the menu items. So she knows, like, the second menu item is to get to the berries, and, like, the first one is to fight, even though she can't read what they actually say.
Yeah.
Which, you said you remember that.
Yeah, I feel like...
From, like, last week,
in, like,
right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Back when I was playing on PS3, there were some games that I would just, like, I would know the menu enough. I'd look it up on YouTube, and there was, like, a tutorial.
Japanese games, right?
Yeah, I used to have some PS1 imports that I had to do that with.
I've played some Japanese demos and stuff like that where... You just had to click every button to learn what they did without having any idea what the characters...
I didn't know they made Zork in Japanese.
I've still got Tetris Battle Gaiden. Have we ever played that on stream?
Never.
Tetris what?
Tetris Battle Gaiden.
No.
It only came out in Japan. It's amazing. No. It's like...
I played it with you, Rick.
Is that like the Mortal Kombat, like,
it's Tetris
game?
Kind of, except...
You remember that?
Yeah. That's more of a puzzle fighter kind of game. But this one, it's Tetris, but... You pick a character and they have different special moves. And so, like, as you get Tetrises and stuff, you build up your special meter and you can use it at level 1, 2, 3, or 4. And it's a different move depending on. And, like, some of them are crazy. It'll just, like, turn all their stuff to concrete and they just can never clear those blocks. Or, like, it'll give, like, a little, like, laser beam thing that'll clear out like a 3-section block on your well or whatever. It's really cool. We need to play it on stream sometime.
They should make a fighter game that's Tetris like that, and you have to fight while doing a Tetris puzzle at the same time, and you can't lose either one or you lose.
Yeah.
So you mean you have to do like
so like
moves?
So like
you have to go back.
The joysticks are just for like the Tetris moving blocks and stuff, like rotating the blocks and putting them in places.
Yeah.
While the D-pad and like the face buttons are for an actual fighter, like a Mortal Kombat fighter. So you're playing a fighter, and then you have to solve a puzzle.
I vaguely remember a game on the DS. I think it was Henry Hatsworth that was half puzzle game and half platformer. You had to do both at the same time.
That sounds interesting.
Do you remember that, Shane?
Never. No.
Okay.
Henry Hatsworth?
Henry Hatsworth, I think it was called.
I don't
know. No, I don't think so. Is it British?
Is that...
maybe. I don't know.
It sounds like something that I've heard before, but I don't recognize it.
Yeah, that was my Christmas. Just go on to... So many different places, eating so much different kind of food, and playing. Oh, I did go to a friend's place, and he got a Switch and Smash. And so he was excited to play Smash. And we started playing, and eventually it was like teams of 2 and 3 versus me. And eventually we just stopped playing.
Because nobody was winning.
That's how it usually happens with me with Smash.
But then we play Monikers.
Like I try to get like Melanie's brothers and stuff to play Smash and whatnot, and then... Or, like, even Coulson now, he just gets upset. He's like, I never win. I'm like, one day. Because that's the thing I told Melanie, too, because I was like, I'm never going to let my kids win. They can beat me. But when they beat me, then they should feel accomplished. They've earned it. They've practiced and got better, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't just, like, throw it and let them win.
Now, I will, like, do you, like, random, though? Like, pick random characters
pick
or
random
whatever?
Characters and stuff like that. Yeah. So I don't just play my main. Here we go. Mario versus what you got.
Yeah,
I'll do random, and it gets me acquainted with various characters. He's beaten a few like characters I'm just bad with. Like I'm not good with a lot of characters on there, so it varies. But Christmas for us, we had like the family over, and so like, I told Rick, I don't know if you guys know, I had Christmas here.
Really?
Like I ate at this table because we had two ovens,
oh,
and I was cooking
okay.
a ham and a turkey.
That's no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like I sent a melon, like, okay, we're gonna do a turkey and a ham. I'm like, I got one oven. How am I gonna cook all this food? Because I was doing the green beans that Shane had us do during Cooking with Blind Wave.
Yeah.
Right? So I did those green beans. And then I also did my potatoes that I did for another Cooking with Blind Wave.
The roasted potatoes?
Yeah. So I did both of those and a turkey and a ham. And I'm like, I don't have enough room in my oven to cook all this.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe I'll just cook it at the studio and then take it back home. Oh. And then I was talking with Melanie. I was like, well, let's just have it here and we'll just do it upstairs at the big table. We'll just serve it here. So we did that. That's just awesome. Served it here.
I think in the back apartment, there's a third stove that you could have used. I think. I'm not sure.
Man, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. I don't even know if it works. So I spent a lot of Sunday cooking. And the turkey came out like really good, so much that Melanie said that it was too moist, that she didn't want it. It was a texture thing. She was afraid it wasn't done or something like that, that it was too moist. But everyone was like, no, it tastes good. Like, I don't know how you have too moist of turkey.
I don't like it hard when it's
hard to not have turkey dry. You know, it dries very easily.
Yeah, yeah, I agree though.
So, I like a moist turkey, but I don't like it like watery, too moist.
Yeah, well, but that's probably getting into the raw
point
of things. Yeah. It wasn't that bad, but it was like, it had a nice moist texture to it, I guess, but she didn't like it.
I just like dark meat.
Really?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. I prefer it.
Like the legs and stuff like that?
With all birds, pretty much prefer dark meat, yeah.
I get you. I don't know. It depends on, I guess, how like the white meat of it is.
Yeah.
Because that's the part that can dry real easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On mine, I was following a recipe that...
like KFC, I'm not going for the breasts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you. I always put it in the oven for like a really high temperature at first to try to like roast the outside.
To like braise it or whatever.
Kind of. And then I take it down. And then for the one I do, especially if I'm going to do gravy, I take bacon and line it over the breast of the turkey. And it helps hold the moisture in. And then that bacon helps make a really good like gravy later on with all the juices of the bacon and the turkey
bacon,
and everything.
Turkey gravy.
Yeah. And I have a butter that I do and I put it like in between the skin and the meat. All that stuff. So it was really good.
Great.
I really liked the turkey. It turned out good. The ham, I was surprised because I didn't think the ham was going to turn out good because I didn't know what I was going to do with my glaze. And I didn't have, like, sometimes I use, like, a brandy or a wine or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anything, so I used that one that Axon
that he had
bought a long time ago.
The
when
box
he was
wine?
Here. Yeah, the red box wine. I used that, and it actually turned out pretty good.
That's awesome.
It was surprising. Yeah. So.
Getting some good use out of it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Axon.
But as far as Christmas stuff like that, I got Starlink. With Star Fox in it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
For Switch. I got that. That's pretty cool.
For some reason, I thought you said Starling, like the bird.
No, Starlink.
Okay. Cool.
Starlink. So it's really neat. I just started playing it the other day.
Yeah, how is that? How's that play?
It's interesting. Dude, you can go from planet to planet. Like you can see a planet, and I just like you put your crosshairs over it, and it tells you the name of the planet, and it tells you how far away it is, and you just can fly there. And you can hold R and do hyperspace and go through hyperspace, and sometimes outlaws will show up, or you got to stop to navigate an asteroid field.
Oh, dude.
Like, it's pretty cool. And then once you get down to the planet, you can, like, go down low, and then you kind of go into, like, a strafing, like, land speeder kind of thing, which is really neat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can hold R and then take off and fly around the planet. So it's neat. The only thing I don't like is, like, the right stick is, like, for flight, it's your aiming, so your reticle, so it makes you go up and down. And then the left stick is your speed and stuff.
Mm.
And I kind of wish it was reverse, but I can't find a way to reverse it.
Gotcha.
Is there like a co-op mode?
Is it like Joy-Cons?
Yes. Yeah. You can do a co-op mode. It comes with like a stand you put your Joy-Cons into.
Yeah.
And there's a stand you swap it out kind of like Skylanders or like the Amiibos.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you put on it, that's what ship you have. And you can take the wings off of every ship. So you can have a different hull with different ships. You can put like different wings on each of the ships. You can have two wings.
You and then put, like, different weapons on
each
wing,
right?
Yeah,
and then you can alternate what weapons and stuff are on it and everything, too.
Cool.
So, it was pretty neat. I like it.
Did you play it on, like, Joy-Cons?
For co-op
what
side of it,
do is
you can do it.
Invert your look
I don't,
and then turn the controller over.
No, it doesn't work. Because you hold it like this. I can't turn it that way. But, no, I tried it with that, and then eventually I took the Joy-Cons out. And once you've assigned, like, your ships into the game, you can play it digitally. And just change it with the Joy-Cons without having to have that base.
Okay.
So
okay.
Me and like Leon and Colson and stuff were swapping off playing co-op, just flying around and doing stuff. The only thing that kind of sucks is like the two players have to stay so close to each other. If the first player goes too far away, the second player teleports to him. You can't get too far
Gears
away
of War.
From each other. So
yeah,
and Halo.
That was really cool. I also got this shirt, which is really funny.
Stand up, Aaron.
Daddy shark.
Yes.
I got that. I got some like Chewbacca pants and stuff. And
cool. Are they hairy?
No, they're not. They're not hairy.
Are they just like, they look hairy?
No, they're just brown.
Oh.
Just brown Chewbacca pants.
They say Chewbacca on them.
Yeah, they say Wookiee Warrior on them.
Oh, okay.
And then on one side it says like Star Wars down the leg.
Pants. Like you wouldn't have the bandolier.
Every brown pair of pants I have are Chewbacca pants. Oh, some pants become Chewbacca pants, Calvin.
Oh my gosh.
So, but no, that was cool. I got Melanie a necklace, like a little heart necklace.
Cool.
So she got that for Christmas, but it was pretty good. Kids had fun. They got like Donkey Kong Country, Tropical Freeze for the Switch.
Sweet. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a good one right there.
Colson was wanting Donkey Kong. We got him like a little like Nickelodeon kart racer game.
Yeah.
Like they can play like SpongeBob and like the Ninja Turtles and like Rugrats.
Sounds
and,
like a kart racing holocaust.
Yeah. I don't know how good it is, but we saw turtles and stuff like that, and I was like, they'll like it.
No fun. Snow here in Ohio, so no sled riding or any outdoor activities.
It'll snow.
The most snow that we got was about a week before Thanksgiving.
It like doesn't snow until January, typically, it seems, you know?
When I was younger, I felt like it snowed sooner.
But. It did. It's global warming. terrible.
I think it's like the 50-year cycle or whatever.
No.
What? I remember it snowing
50 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say. Calvin.
No, I remember it snowing when I was a kid. My dad remembers snowing when he was like...
Yeah, but you also lived in northern Ohio.
It used to snow when we had the big blizzard of 90... What was it? 8?
I can't remember the year.
I want to say it was like 98 or something like that, and there was like a huge snow. I was building like igloos outside, and there was no school for like a week or two.
Yeah, I remember two big ones. One lifetime? When I was like... living down with Grammy and them, like I went to Little Warren School.
Mm-hmm.
There was a huge one in March that was one of the worst ever. And then I remember another one when I lived in Bartlett, that school and electric was out for like a week.
Yeah. I remember taking like those like red, what are they, coolers?
Mm-hmm.
And like stuffing snow in it.
Oh, yeah.
Making
like,
blocks.
Making like little block brick things and we built like an igloo.
Like it was a like, proper igloo?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then I had like little tunnels running through all my dad, like when he shoveled all the driveway, there was like these big piles of snow. And I'd pack them and then I'd start digging little holes and stuff into them. And I had to have like these little tunnels going through like these big mounds of snow by the driveway. There's one I made that you could jump in and then you could slide down the hill.
Nice.
It was really cool.
That's cool.
I like that one a lot. So, I don't know. Anymore, it seems like it doesn't snow. It snows later and later every year. So, hopefully we'll get some snow. But
remember
I'm
one
also
time,
worried because my truck won't handle it.
Well, I remember one time the roads were bad enough, you and Melanie had to stay at Rhonda's. Well,
yeah, that was at Washington State. We were leaving there. And, you know, like, where Washington State has, like, it's kind of a hill this way and, like, not so much of a hill this way, but it's still a hill.
Yeah.
We're like, what the hell are we going to do? This is terrible. People were, like, sliding down them and stuff. And then we got over by Qdoba eventually. And went to stop, and one car in front of us just kept going into the intersection.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
Like it was terrible. And Rick had said, like, we're like, man, I don't want to go back. You know, but this time we're living out Bartlett way. You know, Bartlett,
yeah,
30 minutes away down 550 and stuff. And Rick's like, why don't you come stay at Rhonda's? You know, and I was like, all right. So we followed him out to Rhonda's and got there. It was only like, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes away, somewhere in that range, and got there. And Rick said, here. Play this. And he handed me a controller on his laptop, and I played the first Portal game for the first time.
Oh, shit.
I played the whole game.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Rick and Melanie just sat and watched.
That's awesome.
Aaron and I slept together. Melanie slept on the couch.
Yeah. That was a little weird.
It's good times.
Shane, how was your Christmas?
It was good. The kids had a really good one. I feel like last year, like, they got a couple DSs, but I feel like only Mal could really play it is. Leon didn't play him too much, and now he plays mostly the big consoles.
Yeah.
So this year I try to get him like stuff for like a lot of Legos. I got him and Liana subscriptions to this service called KiwiCo. It's like this online company. They send like educational things. Like there's art, there's science, there's engineering, there's all kinds of stuff. So they've been building those. It's just been really cool for the most part.
Good.
The only thing I didn't really like is I always went to, I always hate going to my relative's house. You know what I mean? And I don't hate my relatives. I just hate, like, when I was younger, for one thing, all my relatives lived on a road together.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one long, like, mile and a half long road, and it, like, half of it is all my relatives, like, aunts, uncles, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, all living next to each other. So we saw each other all the time. I just stayed at home when I was a kid. But this time, she wants to go to her parents, and then all her cousins and aunts, uncles, they all fucking go there. Mm-hmm. But of course, I brought Smash, so I was playing with Maokai in the living room, so that was fun. And then we went to my parents, and you know that's always an ordeal. But it's nice because they get the kids a lot of stuff. They always get the kids like a ton of clothes and things like that. So that was nice. I saw my dad for like 5 minutes. He always goes back in the bedroom when people come over. He just doesn't like dealing with all kinds of people and noise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's funny because I'm kind of slowly turning into that, I feel like. I feel like every time like Joy's friends come over, I always go back in the room and close the door.
I was going to hide.
It's weird because like some of my friends are like, Shane, when you were younger, you were so damn sociable. Now you just stand there and...
Old and crotchety.
You have no emotion, and then when other people have emotions, you get mad at them.
It's because we spend all of our emotions in reactions. That's, at least that's how I feel. It's like I have a small amount to begin with in my life.
Yeah.
In your life, it's slowly draining away.
And then I watch
it's
my
like
hero.
It's like a woman is born with like 500 eggs. Rick was born with 500 points of emotion. You know what I mean?
You got 500 moments of emotion. Once those are gone, he's done. That's it.
Pretty much, yeah. So, I mean, when I get home, I just want to relax and I want to spend time with the family. I don't, you know, and then like, you know, we like Blind Wave took a few days off for Christmas and I was like, I want to be home hanging out with this house that, you know, that we rented. That's nice that I want to be at with my kids playing games that I got.
Yeah.
Now she want to go out and see everybody. And now I'm back fucking to work and they got Christmas break. And now they're home all day playing games, watching movies.
Doing what you wanted to do when you had time off.
Pretty much, yeah. But, you know, they had a great Christmas. They had a good time. My 4-year-old, she was like that kid who got a Nintendo 64 for every gift. She just starts screaming. She gets socks and they get like Dora Explorer socks. And she goes, ah, she starts screaming.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was pretty cool to watch, yeah. She was really excited for everything, every single thing she got.
Awesome.
Yeah. But Maokai, yeah, like, he'd be like, okay, clothes, next.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. You should appreciate some clothes, you know?
I loved getting clothes when I was a kid.
Really?
Because it was bought for me and it wasn't hand-me-downs.
My kids, like, it seemed like it wouldn't matter what it was. They wanted to open every present right now. It didn't matter what this present was right now. It could have been the N64, or it could have been a pair of socks. They'd be like, sweet, all right, next present. You know, like they wanted to get through them and know what everything was, and then they were going to play with what they wanted to afterwards.
It's weird because, like, and maybe it's because of reactions. Like, I wanted to, like, I wanted my son to open it. I wanted to see his reaction, and I wanted him to, like, say something. Like, okay, that's cool. I'm like, no, hey, what do you think of this? Yeah. I think it's cool. You know, I'm like, all right. Give me more, baby.
It's like you in reactions.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
What about you, Calvin? Although we haven't had the one at your parents yet, but...
No, not yet. Since we knew we were going to have another one later with different people, we kind of decided to keep some presents back, which is kind of weird. Because then you don't know which ones to hold back and which ones to you know, let them have immediately. But yeah, it was good. Just spent kind of the day sitting on the couch watching movies.
Watch Home Alone?
No, we didn't watch Home Alone.
Oh, watch the first one.
We did watch Home Alone.
We did.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch any Christmas movie? Or did you have you? Or?
I watched I watched part of Muppet Christmas Carol, and I watched It's a Wonderful Life.
He and everyone else went pokey-walking, and Daryl and I stayed home and watched Jingle All the Way.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so did you have a Christmas or no?
Oh, well,
yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they were, like, at my place for, like, 8 hours.
Oh, okay.
Or something, but...
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, towards the end, everybody was, like, feeling pretty tired and napping and everything like that.
Well, you went pokey walking. No
wonder.
Eventually,
we were like, we need to get up and move. Let's go for a walk.
Okay, so you were getting tired, so you did that to get to awaken. Okay, I get you now. Yeah, I don't know. We watched the first Home Alone, not on Christmas, but, like, kind of getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah, ours, a couple days before Christmas, we watched it. And, you know, of course, love that scream.
Man, so. The other thing, like, on Christmas Day, like, we were talking about, like, after we did stuff, we were going to watch another Christmas movie. And they picked The Star, which they got from, they got it for Christmas at some
point. The Star.
It's called The Star. It's about, it's a Sony animated movie that is about Bo, which is this little donkey. And he meets up with Joseph and Mary, and Mary's... has just become pregnant with the Jesus baby.
You know, Jesus baby.
So it's like telling the story from the kind of these animals' perspectives, and like there's some King Herod who's trying to like get rid of him. So he sends off this guy with these evil dogs to go and catch Mary and kill her. and they're trying to protect her from these dogs and stuff. And
yeah, at the time, because there's a prophecy about that, so he wanted just to kill all the newborns, yeah. Pretty much. Yeah,
but it has voice actors from Stephen.
But Jesus was a gangster, so he lived until he's about 33. You know what I mean? His cocksuckers crucified.
All right, but, calm down.
It has voice actors from Stephen Yeun.
Stephen Yeun?
Yeun?
Yeah, from Walking Dead.
From Glenn. It also had Mariah Carey, Kelly Clarkson, Ving Rhames.
Oh, cool.
Tracy Morgan, Gabriel Iglesias.
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah. Gabriel Iglesias.
Gabriel Iglesias, who's that?
He's Fluffy.
Yeah.
The comedian.
I'm not fat, I'm Fluffy.
Yeah, that guy, if you know him.
Yeah,
remind me. That talk show host, what's her name? She didn't do it anymore. Oprah.
Oh, Oprah Winfrey?
She was in it.
Huh. Like, you know what movie kind of sucked?
Tyler Perry?
You know what movie kind of sucked?
Yeah, Tyler, Tracy, and Oprah all played the three camels that were with the three wise men.
Oh, okay. That's kind of strange.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's funny.
Keegan was like the...
Oh, yeah.
He was the bird, which is like the best friend of the donkey, which was voiced by Glenn.
Okay.
So
you know what sucked was A Wrinkle in Time, man.
Oh, really? I haven't watched it. I watched a little bit of it, but I haven't finished it.
I'll tell you what, dude. It just was an average movie.
Really?
It really was, yeah. Like, it seemed so hyped. The trailer was so cool, and the way it visualizes, like, the metaphysical and the interdimensional stuff was great, but I just felt like the story fell a little flatter. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like, it just disappointed the fuck out of me. I'll say that right now. I remember watching it. That's unfortunate. And Joy kind of just enjoys pretty much everything she sees. And some people think that we think that, even though I don't think we think that. We just are trying to be positive during reviews and reactions.
I mean, have they seen the Game of Thrones reactions?
I mean,
well, yeah.
Well, some movies we've done too. The Mummy, we weren't just like, man, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen. Like, sometimes there's movies that we know we're going
to
enjoy,
yeah,
we go watch.
I wanted
watch,
that movie to be good, and it was okay.
That's partially the thing. Like, when we go to see movies, they're normally movies that we know we're going to enjoy. So
yeah. Well, we don't have a ton of time to go see movies because they basically take up a whole day. You got to go, watch it, come back, set up, do the movie review, and then...
Got to be selective with what we watch.
Yeah. It's at least, what, five,
well, I remember
4 to 5
out
hours
there, and
of
Joy
just
was
doing
like, did you enjoy that? I said, it was all right. And she goes, yeah, that was okay.
Yeah, even Joy thought it was okay?
Yeah, she's like, she can't really articulate why. She just didn't feel that feeling that she
I mean, it looked, what I saw of it looked very, like, grandiose and beautiful.
Yeah, it is,
and,
but then, like...
But as far as, like, the story just kind of was like, eh.
It was, like, more of a spectacle than a story.
I don't even want to say that, 'cause I hate people say that, you know what I mean? But, because it was done, I can't believe how well they handled, like, the metaphysical and... Like the different interdimensional
stuff.
So
like the CGI and the artistic work there was great, but like the writing,
like the shots,
the writing wasn't great. Is that what you would say?
Or was it the acting?
I don't think it was
like
the
story might be good, but
the acting,
just might carry
good.
It through.
I liked Reese Witherspoon, right? She was the one. I kind of liked her. Like
did
she
you,
was
so
kinda,
you did see it.
I remember to a point. Like okay. They got to the weird
have you
the
seen,
darkness.
Have you
stuff.
Seen 20 minutes of it, Aaron?
Well, we started watching it because I wasn't. Leon didn't like
did
it.
You read the book when you were younger?
Hell no. We mean read a book.
Hell no.
What book would I read?
He doesn't read books now.
Well,
St.
Mary's, like, we had to read books, and none of us had to make us read them.
Shane, I did a book report on The Count of Monte Cristo by watching the movie.
The movie is so much different.
I used that, and different. I used, what's that website? Pink Monkey or whatever? You know what I'm talking about?
Nah.
Rick, you probably didn't use it.
I
read
the
books. Damn it, Rick. There was some website called, like, Pink Monkey or something.
Where it would give you like a...
And it would give you like basic like rundown of the movie and
like
the
this
book
happened
and
then this character did this kind of thing.
Yeah, so I used that in the movie, made my book report, got like a B. I was happy.
Well, just, like, Count of Monte Cristo is a fun read though. I mean, it's long, but it's not like Moby Dick or something.
No.
And the abridged version anyone could read, I feel like.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It was written for like the masses, right? It's not like a...
Because like in the Penguin Classics, like there's this big thing in the beginning about one of the translators... We talked about being a child's novel, but it's not real. I mean, but he also corrected the fact that it's not really a child's novel. There's all this where he gets high on drugs and, you know, all this crazy stuff that this guy does to get his revenge. Like, it's nuts, but it's pretty appealing to the broad masses. I don't think little kids can read it, but it's not Treasure Island.
Yeah, no, this was like senior year.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the book, the Jim Caviezel movie,
we read
which
Holes.
I love.
Yeah, we read Holes.
In like 7th grade.
Holes was good.
That's,
I watched the movie
that's
first.
A little
though.
More like the movie.
Yeah,
yeah, like,
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, the book has got more characters and different motivations. And
Thomas?
Probably a treat stream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is his mic working yet?
Yeah, I fixed it.
Okay.
Someone turned off like all the dials. So, yeah, I don't know. But I think it's fixed now.
Good.
For the most part. Anyway.
Oh, he's telling him to come up now. It changed.
Well, it's probably an actual person.
You know what's weird? Is like last night I was feeling sick. I thought, like, almost to the point where I thought I had a temperature.
Yeah.
And like I couldn't sleep. But when I was, you know what was weird is like, when I was sleeping slash dreaming slash awake, I kept thinking about Smash Brothers. Like, I kept thinking about the I kept thinking about like the three different ways I did my short hop sex kick. I kept like doing it with my hand. And Joy said she saw me move my hand and shit.
I did the same thing when we were driving home from my dad's last night from Cutler.
Yeah.
Maggie was driving and like I was just staring out the window and she's like, "You're being awfully quiet." I was like, "What? Oh, sorry." And like, yeah, I was just like doing the motions.
It was
weird
because like it's like that feeling. I feel like I could throw up, but I haven't. I still actually, I've like, this whole morning, a whole day, I've kind of felt like that.
Yeah. Dude, Leon was sick.
It always
sick.
Makes me paranoid when I feel like I'm sick.
Leon was sick last week.
Measurable symptoms. Like, oh, I got cancer.
What?
But the first thing I think of, yeah, something wrong with me. If I had a temperature, I'd be okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got a flu.
Leon was sick and had a temperature and missed the last week of school.
Yeah.
And then we thought, Melanie tried to quarantine him to keep him away from everybody. And then on Sunday night to Monday, the other three acquired a fever.
Yeah.
So right before Christmas.
So Christmas Day, everyone was sick with fevers and stuff. We're like, son of a gun.
I feel like I could have like a temperature, but I don't.
Yeah. Like all the others have been kind of slowly getting better. Ayla's been the worst. She's just so like pitiful.
Yeah.
Like she just, it's like, you know, she's sick, not feeling well, but like I don't think she understands why she doesn't feel well. She just knows she doesn't. So she's just like,
it's always terrible.
You know.
But I feel like I got, you know how you, when you're starting to get the flu, you have like muscle pains in your back and stuff.
Yeah.
I have that everywhere. Like my stomach, back. I feel it. But it hasn't gotten worse, and I haven't thrown up. So I feel like...
That's good.
When you have a flu, it's like a 10 in terms of how shitty you feel.
Thank you,
Atoya Wass. I feel like I'm like at a 5, and I've been a 5 since last night.
Damn.
You know what I mean? I won't get better, I won't get worse.
All the kids keep getting like pains in their legs whenever like... Like that was the first thing they complained about before they started getting a fever.
It's like my leg hurts.
Kind of.
My back hurt last night.
And by the way, who sent Atoya Wass in this?
Atoya Wass, yep.
Atoya Wass, thank you so much.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Bangarang, all you people take care of us. We appreciate it. Because of obvious reasons, I don't think I'm going to partake in pizza today. I appreciate it. I probably shouldn't even have. I had a smoothie, which is like a really highly nutritious. It's spinach, blueberries, flaxseed, chia seed, walnuts, organic coffee.
Flaxseed, chia seed.
And raw organic cocoa powder, which is high in antioxidants. I feel like shit. I don't think I should have. And a frozen banana. I feel like I shouldn't have had it.
So if you guys had like unlimited money, what would be your perfect Christmas? Like your perfect Christmas vacation?
There you go. I don't know. I feel like I'd like to go to like one of those like ski lodge type places. Like in Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where there's like snow. We can go skiing. We can play in the snow. We can have a Christmas tree. We can have a fireplace. You know?
Hot toddies.
You can go to.
I can get a hot toddy at Walmart.
You can get a snow shoe here. It's like 3 hours away.
Okay. What's your point?
If you had all the money in the world, you'd go there.
Where would you go? Hawaii?
I don't know.
Eric.
I thought.
The only fools go to Hawaii for Christmas.
Yeah. Where it's warm. Who wants that?
As a Christmas specific holiday?
Yeah, not just any vacation. Like for Christmas, where would you want to go?
I don't know. Disney World?
Like back to Philippines?
Disney World for Christmas? Really?
I'm sure they got some kind of holiday theme stuff there, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they definitely have, like, Christmas Town
and
stuff
like
that.
Shane, I respect your decision on your vacation you would want to take for Christmas. I like it. I would like to go to some place with snow.
That's the stupidest idea ever, Aaron.
I got to take this. Give me 1 second, guys.
All right. I'm surprised that you said that, Aaron, because that's kind of what I was thinking, too. I'd like to go skiing and... You know, be up on the mountain somewhere where it's nice and, you know, cabin.
Yeah. I know. I just would like having like a Christmas tree for sure. And then like having snow that we can play in and make like a snowman. Like you go, you know, Santa's come, you open your presents, you have a fun morning, you make breakfast, you go out and build a snowman Olaf thing, whatever, out there in the outside place thing. Where the light is in the sky.
See, I thought Calvin's would be hunting moose in Canada.
Probably.
Huh?
I said, I thought yours would be hunting moose in Canada.
Especially with a shirt like that.
No. I mean, no, probably not hunting moose, because...
Riding moose, I'm sorry.
In the winter, like...
Drag racing moose.
No. Like, they're hard to get to in the winter.
But I don't know. I like the idea of having that, and then you can come inside, you have hot cocoa, you go to the fireplace, you can sit and warm up, get the kids to bed, and then me and the wife can sit by the fireplace and warm up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we gotta lock the doors from the outside.
I knew what you meant, Aaron.
It just sounds like it'd be a fun time.
Mine would be the Hateful Eight, I think.
Trapped in a cabin.
Yeah, trapped in a cabin.
A bunch of murderers.
What?
Smashing it.
Would you want to be the people like down in the
$2
basement?
$2 million guitar or whatever it was.
Oh, man.
No,
I feel so bad.
Mine, I think, would be like trapped somewhere without electricity, mm-hmm. so people had to play board games. Like there was nothing else to do. And like they couldn't leave. There's just too much snow.
So there's a ton of snow outside.
There's so much snow.
So it's like mine, but just a lot of snow.
Exactly. Like, and like it could be in a log cabin or whatever.
Just, like it's level with the windows. You can't even get up and look out.
Yeah. And there's nothing else to do. Like nothing.
It doesn't have to be that bad, Calvin. Like
I mean,
wait, do you want not, like they can't go outside and play or nothing?
No, like you can't open the door.
You all can't right. push the door open. Shit, or Rick,
you better have a lot of food.
Like I hear the St. Bernards or whatever, like digging, you know, trying to save us.
St. Bernards,
that barrel of whiskey, or whatever, around their neck. I don't know what it is.
What?
Whatever yeah. they carry around their neck. It's like a barrel of whiskey or something.
Is it?
It's something. I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. It's like something
it's probably
that.
A barrel of their slobber that's catching.
No, it's supposed to be something to warm you up whenever you're like stuck in the cold.
Yeah, it's some sort of alcohol, like vodka or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a barrel of whiskey. It's like a little barrel wrapped mm-hmm. around their neck. But they're like St. Bernards. Aren't they St. Bernards?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I've never heard of this side. I don't know.
Yeah, they find people in like avalanches
they're
and
like
stuff.
They're like snow rescue dogs and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like people are buried in avalanches and stuff. Like they go and dig up and they drink some of this whiskey around. You know?
Gotcha. Okay. That's cool.
I think it's whiskey. It could have been. I don't know.
It's
probably Fireball.
Like some kind of bourbon or whiskey or something like that.
It's why I like the castle in Ravenswood so much because there's no internet there. And they have a library of board games. And they have a whole room that's dedicated to playing like Dungeons & Dragons and shit. So like, that's my favorite place to go in vacation.
We should go there and play Dungeons & Dragons sometime.
We should.
You go in and you drop the portcullis and then nobody can get out. You just play games.
Yeah.
It opens again at 9 a.m. in the morning when you leave.
It's like when you get locked in at the penitentiary. You get locked in there for the ghost with like the lights and your flashlight around. We should do that too. You just go get locked in all over the place, Rick.
Yeah. Just go to Walmart and get locked in.
No, they don't close.
They did it for Christmas.
Well, maybe.
Just hide in amongst the pillows, wait for them to close, and then go to Sporting Goods and get bikes off the rack and ride them around and joust and stuff.
What the? This is home.
Have you never jousted on bicycles? Get like a broom handle, tuck it under your arm, and ride at each other and try to unhorse the other person. Used to do that when we were kids.
I mean, I saw I really Indiana like Jones where they took handle. The umbrella or whatever and put in the spokes.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. Like, you don't go for them, you duck it, shove it in their tires.
No, we've done that before, too. Yeah, but the problem with that is it bends the spokes, and then you can't ride the bike anymore.
Yeah, but they're not yours anyway. They're Walmart's. You just leave.
Well, at Walmart, yeah. But when we were kids, we couldn't do that. It'd ruin the bike.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Brandy,
you don't want to do it to the front tire because then it'll flip them over. But if the back tire, it'll like skid.
No. I saw talking about whiskey and stuff like that. I got whiskey. I haven't gotten to try it yet, but there's a big thing at Walmart of like different alcohols and stuff. And I was looking at them.
Is it like
and
a sampler?
There was one box I was looking at that was a whiskey box, but it had no whiskey in it. But it had these cool cups, and I was like, I like those cups. And it had whiskey stones, like I like those stones. It had peanuts, and I said, I don't like those peanuts. So I didn't get it.
It was the peanuts. The peanuts is the only thing that was a drawback.
I couldn't get
and
it.
You could give it to someone else.
They were like whiskey peanuts, so I didn't.
Oh my gosh!
I didn't get it. It also had some kind of like honey stuff that you pour like in the whiskey or something. I don't know.
Okay.
So I was like, man, I kind of want to try whiskey. I don't feel like I've ever really found whiskey that I like.
I've got some whiskey over at my place. You can try.
Well, like, I've tried Jack. I've tried like Crown Royal, and I feel like I've tried maybe a couple random ones here and there. I don't know. So I went and I bought like a small thing of whiskey. It was a Knob something.
Knob Creek.
Yeah, something like that. I was looking up like good whiskeys that were like under $50 because I didn't want to spend like a ton, especially if I didn't like it. So I got that. I haven't tried it yet, but I also, when I was at Walmart, got like rum and pineapple juice and different things. So I've been drinking some stuff, and then DeBaba made like a what is it? It's like a Puerto Rican eggnog.
Coquitos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always give her a hard time. She's like describing.
Jeez, Shane. It's a hell of a way to make a point.
Off camera, Shane just bumped a camera that he's bumped many times today.
I'm not going to knock it over. That's what he said before. It was funny. But no, I need to try the whiskey. I just don't know what whiskey I want to try if I don't like this one. You know what I mean? But
well, like
the main
I said,
reason I
want
to like it because I really want to use whiskey stones.
Yeah,
that's the main reason I want to like whiskey.
So like I said before, I've got a bunch of whiskeys at my place, and my dad has a bunch. So you can try, take little sips here and there, and see what you like, and then you can maybe.
You know,
it's something
people
you
go
like,
to
you
like
can spend 7-11s money on
or whatever and mix like the ices
yeah,
together.
The slushies, yeah,
yeah, we should do that at a bar and like mix a bunch of different alcohols
no.
together.
We'll mix all them whiskeys.
No, that is not a good idea.
Those that kind of thing I've heard is being called like what, a zombie, a suicide.
Yeah.
What else is there? There's been like three or four names I've heard of like that style of like whatever.
I saw what happened to Anthony.
Like people do that over at like they'll go to like a you know Wendy's, McDonald's, whatever, where they have like the pop soda thing and they
yeah.
just. Each one.
Yeah.
You know, there we go. I'm like, that's terrible. How's that going to taste good?
Paradox in chat mentions Woodford Reserve, which is very good as well. That's
oh,
another
yeah.
good one to try.
Woodford Reserve.
Woodford.
It's not too expensive.
Alrighty. But yeah, so that's one of my things. I was. It just started because I was looking at Walmart, like their alcohol thing. They had strawberries and cream Baileys and stuff too.
Ooh.
So I got that to try it. It's not too bad, like just ice, or you can like mix it with stuff and make like a. You can make like a daiquiri, like a strawberry daiquiri with it, or you can make a, there's something else with like coconut rum, that, and like ice. I forget what it was. But I made that, and it was pretty good.
So I saw that they're rebooting Home Alone, and apparently Will Ferrell's attached to the project. I'm not sure if he's going to be like Marv or whatever.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Yep.
Oh, man, I don't know if I like that. I feel like they've tried to reboot it three
yeah.
times. That's why there's five Home Alone movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're
well,
not.
I was looking this up. I guess one of them. Like, is Kevin. Like,
yeah. Four.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah.
Like, his parents
but
divorced and shit.
But it's not
a
different
yeah.
actor.
It's a
Yeah. Parents are divorced and buzzes in it and stuff.
I got a
like
five Home
sacrilege.
Alone movie collection. Three I actually kind of like, which I didn't think was too bad.
Three's okay. Yeah.
It's like a different kid. He's home alone because he has a chicken pox.
What I don't like,
you know?
Though, is like his mom's just a fucking work and shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
she
but
comes
they,
home at night.
Yeah, but she does. But like
the
no
stakes
one,
are lower.
So they just think this kid's calling shenanigans and not actually. There's no issue. You
it's
know?
Like the boy cried wolf.
Yeah, that's what they think it is. So no one's believing him. So now he has to take it into his own hands, and he's got to save the old lady next door that he hates. But they actually end up liking each other. You know. But no, it's I don't know. Three is pretty good. I've watched the Kevin McAllister one is either four or five. They're like in a mansion, right?
It's
I didn't watch
four.
I looked up a Wikipedia and I went, this is terrible.
No, they're like in a mansion or something. And like, yeah, they're divorced and like.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. That one didn't hit me the same. Because like, I didn't understand. It's like Taking Back the House or something. I forget.
I barely ever enjoy recasting. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you have to.
Yeah, sometimes.
You know, Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
It worked. But some other ones.
I love Edward Norton, so. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
I just wish Red Brown was still Captain America.
So all we know about this new Home Alone is that it's going to be Will Ferrell involved?
Will Ferrell's attached to the project.
Damn it. He's not one of my favorite actors.
In fact, he's one of your least favorite actors.
He is. He's not quite my Tom Cruise as to Calvin. But
I'm not sure if Macaulay Culkin's going to be attached, but this has been like the year of Macaulay Culkin. Like he's been...
Dude, I have not seen him so much.
I know.
Than in the last like 3 weeks.
He's been at Red Letter Media. He's been at Angry Video Game Nerd.
Yeah.
He's done this Google Home commercial.
Yeah.
Did we watch it last time?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I think he's trying to.
Cool, Rick.
I think he's trying to plan a comeback. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe
get
cool.
out there for the internet to see, and then get back into something else.
I heard his Seth Rogen interview, and I'm pretty sure it was recent. He didn't sound like he was interested in acting. He was in like a Seth Green movie, I think.
Really?
Like, if a friend of his has a project that they want him in and sounds kind of interesting to him, he says he does it, but he's not seeking work. He just like paints and stuff because he can still just live off the royalties of those movies, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. Yeah. I watched like the two or three things that he was in for Angry Video Game Nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Like
how
him. Well, it was pretty cool. The one I watched one all the way through right away. The other one I've been kind of watching because it's like his, renter. They had like a little skit and then they talk about a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay, but they did all the Home Alone games, the Angry Video Game Nerd and Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
But like he came in and he's like the pizza guy.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
They also had one of him playing through Pagemaster.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't watch that one.
Yeah.
Which they barely got past the first
that
level.
Movie's so
oh
good.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I love the movie
Pagemaster. It's
yeah.
great.
Dude, it's just so ridiculous because like he comes in and he's like wearing a pizza costume and it says Pizza Boy here, and at one point he goes. He's like looking at the box with Macaulay Culkin's face, and he's looking at Macaulay Culkin. He's like, huh. like staring, and he reaches over and goes, "Wait a minute," and rips off the pizza boy. It just has a name tag that says pizza boy, and under that is another name tag that says Macaulay. And it's like,
that's hilarious.
You're that kid.
Macaulay is such a unique name, isn't it?
Yeah.
He goes by Mac, I think.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, I can't think of any child, at least in our lifetime, that was like as famous. Because he wasn't just like, you know, he was like a celebrity.
Yeah.
And
being that young, yeah.
Yeah, that I mean, young like and that teen famous.
Pop stars and stuff.
Because he was always in like the tabloids and stuff. Like, I felt like he was almost in them as much as like Michael Jackson and stuff for a long time.
They were
there.
Buddies too.
Well, let's see, he would have been what, like 8 or 9?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of someone around. There's probably like a TV show that had kids that would have been like that kind of status. Like
well, I know the Stranger Things kids are really famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's, I don't think they were as famous as him.
Maybe not.
No.
Yeah, I mean, because no, like, I don't think so. See them everywhere. Back, I mean, there's just more movies and more everything now, too.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's so many movies. Like, sure. I can't keep up with, like, I don't have time to rewatch stuff anymore. Back in the day, you used to be like, oh, man, I'm going to watch this and this, and I'm going to rewatch this because I love this movie. I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to rewatch. I don't have time to watch.
Well, I mean, it's like Hulu, Netflix, they all have their own things now.
Yeah. Yep.
Netflix has dropped so much stuff.
Man. The Olsen twins.
Oh, yeah, they were huge.
They were huge.
Oh, yeah, they were big, yeah.
Well, they were huge when they were kids, and then they disappeared just like Macaulay Culkin did.
Well, no, when they were like teenagers and stuff, they had like a fashion line and perfume and all
that
shit.
They had their own little movies they make.
Well, I mean, their movies, yeah, I guess. I think it all turned when they like, around the time they were hit like 17, 18, like it all took it like a downward spiral.
And their other sister's acting,
Lindsay
too.
Lindsay Lohan was big for a while then.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty big.
But I was trying to think of like the youngest too. Like Olsen twins are probably the youngest ones then. Because they were
Olsen is so good looking.
And like
Full House.
Before us, but you had like Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how old she was.
Is that the Animal Cracker Girl? Animal crackers in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits loop the loop. That's all I know. I just remember that would play all the time, like on TV.
Yeah.
Like the same commercial for like the Shirley Temple album or movie collection or whatever it was.
You ever watch any of her old movies?
No. I've never seen any of her movies. I just know that one part of that one song. That's all I know. Like, what else is she in? Wait, was she in?
Shirley Temple? I mean, she was in a bunch of
Shirley
movies.
Shirley Temple.
She was in A Drink.
Who was in. Who was the girl who played Annie?
Annie,
like the first, not like the remake, but the first Annie.
Yeah.
Like Annie. You don't know Annie? Just Annie,
she's
Rick.
She's an orphan, right?
Yeah.
What? I'm pretty sure that's Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
Is it her? That's what I was asking.
Did she play Heidi at one point?
Heidi.
Remember Heidi?
Yeah, I think she did.
Heidi's good shit, man.
Is Heidi another show just like Annie? Like, it's just the.
Yeah, she played Polly. No, the other chick.
When you said Heidi, I thought of Home Improvement.
No. I don't know. That was that was someone else, I think. The girl from Meet the Parents, like the originals, which I grew up on, she played in Pollyanna, not Heidi. I don't know if I played Heidi.
But
I'll tell you what I love, Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah.
What about Corey's brother when he was in Wonder
Years? Fred Savage?
Yeah. He was probably big back then, right?
He was pretty big back then, yeah. And Chess mentioned Ron Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Opie Taylor.
From
Andy Griffith. He had
a successful career as an adult, yeah.
The guy from Happy Days?
Yeah, and from Andy Griffith, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was he the little kid Andy Griffith?
Yeah.
Really?
And
his name is Opie, but yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, shoot. My favorite actor.
What's his name?
Kurt Russell.
I was going to say Tommy Rousseau.
No.
What was Kurt Russell in when he was a kid?
He was like the Disney child for a while there.
The Disney child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? What's that mean?
Well, I mean like the
kid that they cast in a lot of things before they asked other people.
He was supposed to be like Walt Disney's final words, right? Was like Kurt Russell or something like that.
Really?
Jeez, yeah. Really?
Good Lord.
That's a hell of a weight on your shoulders.
It's fine.
Huh. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's final words, man.
What
does that mean?
Yeah, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
She was big.
Yeah, she started really young, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who was the Mary Jane in the first Spider-Man?
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, she was young in Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah, she was.
So she started pretty young.
But she wasn't like that.
Yeah, but she wasn't like 8 or 9, though, right?
I don't remember.
She was 12,
Dakota Fanning.
I think.
She was kind of.
War of the Worlds?
Yeah.
She's been a bunch of things, but she's kind of semi-successfully transitioned to being an adult actor.
About Little Annie.
Who what, is he back on that again?
Huh?
He back on that again?
Little Annie? Haley Joel Osment? Not Annie.
Anakin.
Annie.
Oh. You mean Jake Lloyd?
Jake Lloyd.
Yeah.
Haley Joel Osment.
I wonder if fame is different now with like.
No, Haley Joel Osment was a Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Sixth Sense, and
he was big when that movie came out because he plays a great role. I mean, yeah.
That and AI,
artificial intelligence. Yeah, with Jude Law.
Yeah, they were young.
Me and Gus saw him.
He was really young. Yeah,
he was young in those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if he was big though.
I don't know. He was like.
It's hard to measure.
He definitely wasn't
300 pounds.
It's so hard to measure.
Shut
like
the fuck up, Shane.
How popular or well known someone was, you know?
Yeah.
It's like taking like video game characters too, and like, going, hey, do you know Mario? Hey, do you know this Fire Emblem guy?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, no.
Yeah, like with wrestlers, you know, everyone is Hulk Hogan, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe like John Cena, but they don't know like
the
other ones, you know?
It's like you got to. It's like the public consciousness. You get a feel for it.
Sure.
Being in the out there.
Yeah. But it's hard to gauge too, because like. The public out and about doesn't know things the same that like the internet knows either,
right?
Yeah,
you know, like if I go to Walmart and ask people, but if I put a census up on like the internet, I'm gonna get different results. I feel rather than the same thing, you know.
Yeah,
of course, Walmart. I'm gauging it at Walmart. It's a terrible. Yeah. That's a terrible place.
The only thing we have.
It's like scraping, like peeling the wood on the bottom of the barrel.
But you know, I wonder, since like everyone has a camera now, if people. Like, if a child star now could handle it better than, like, a child star in the 80s or the 90s.
I think now they handle worse from the things I've seen, kind of.
The issue I would see now, and it's just from doing YouTube and stuff, being a kid and being able to see what people think right now, I think would hit you harder.
Yeah.
'Cause it's hard to get used to the idea of, like, you know, here's 100 comments with like 5 really bad ones, but 95 good ones. But those 5 really bad ones are really dwelling on you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. I think for a kid, that would be harder than
it
would have been back
then. If they do one bad thing, it's viral now, and you know,
it would be a lot worse to have a kid star on.
I guess like Justin Bieber,
celebrity reads mean
do
tweets
very well with fame.
No, he didn't.
Not really.
He went
I mean,
the time, but now I think people
now.
Like people like him now. You know,
he's cleaned up a lot now.
Times. But no, I mean, imagine having, you know. Doing something that you don't plan to be on the internet, like the Star Wars kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And how, like, that's been all over the place and it's, like, ruined his life, you know?
That's true.
So, like, just having something like that. Like,
it's having us.
I don't plan on this being on the internet, and then it goes terrible, and then, you know, it's ruined this kid's life. He's trying to go to school or something, and he can't.
I guess, the biggest change I see, I guess, is comfort in front of the camera. Because, again, with, like, wrestling, you go back and watch wrestling in the 80s, and they're, like, you know, zooming in on fans or whatever. And, like, the fans don't know what to do, you know? Yeah, or like they're shy or whatever, you know, if they're interviewing them. Like now, it's like almost everyone can be on camera and be okay.
It's like a part of our lives now.
Yeah.
To have a camera phone, you know, or something, you know?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, different. Also, like, there's a lot more drive to be that person in the video. It's I could be famous. I could be in a viral video. You know, there's a lot more draw to it now, where I feel like before people were a lot more nervous and unsure of themselves on camera.
Yeah, I think now a lot of people kind of they want to be famous or something. Yeah,
I think people always want to be famous.
Yeah,
but
they want to be famous for like the stuff they want to be famous for. They don't want to be famous because they, you know,
suck the lights they're providing.
Threw a dog at Christmas time.
Yeah, speaking of which,
choke slam.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. Like, damn, that's not what I want people. That's not what it is. I want people to know me for this. So, I don't know. I think it just depends on what gets out there. And even if you get out the stuff you want to get out, you know, people will love and people will hate it the same. And it depends on how you dwell on that. And being a kid, you can easily dwell on the negative stuff a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Adults do that, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it's stuff like particularly right now with the sort of super offended culture and things you know, you can say things as a kid or whatever that you're just joking around or whatever, but it'll stick with you. For a while.
Yeah.
I mean,
unfortunately,
Look at James Gunn's career. You know, when he was younger and trying to be more edgy and stuff like that, he was saying those things and it caught up with him.
Yeah, it comes back.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Being young now, trying to get into the limelight, like some of those YouTube channels and stuff like that will, what is it? My kids watch like Hobby Kids TV and different things with like these kids that are like anywhere from 2 to like, you know, 12. Like, how does that affect them? Are they good with it? What kind of comments do they get? You know, yeah, how's it going to affect them when they grow up?
It's weird how they watch YouTube a lot more now than just TV.
Bothers
the hell out of me.
Leon just wants to, like, he's like, all right, I'm going to go upstairs. And I go upstairs, he's just chilling in his bed watching YouTube. I'm like, what are you doing?
Why are you watching
just
fucking real shit?
Just watching YouTube. I'm like, okay. Like, I started talking about Starlink, and I was getting out of the box. Like, oh, Dad, watch this. And he just put it together. I'm like, that guy goes in there? How'd you know this? See, I saw it on a video. I'm like, quit watching this shit. You're getting smarter than me.
Yeah.
So, like, he's, I don't know. He watched, at one point, we were actually here on Christmas. He was sitting on my computer station over there watching people play Smash Brothers while me, Colson, and other people were playing Smash Brothers behind him.
Yeah.
And then Sam, Melanie's brother, walked over and goes, Leon, people are playing Smash Brothers right here. Why are you watching those people there? You know, like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, it's weird. Like, it's like something that could be like a spectator thing. Like Malachi, he watches it. He's watched. I know who was it? I can't remember. It's a fan of ours, and he watched The Last of Us. He watched me and Rick play, and he's never played, but he watched another playthrough before us. And he just loves it. Oh, I'm a huge fan of it. I never owned it. But I've
never played it.
I've never played it.
He's watched it.
But that's to him entertainment. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah.
No, I mean I don't know. I mean, there's all kind of entertainment and stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not trying to bash my kids for watching YouTube because that's where my job is. But
yeah,
So
that's
like,
a very fair point too.
So is it good? No, it's just I don't know. It's just a different time. Like I guess I remember watching like TV and stuff, but now you can go on YouTube or Netflix or whatever and choose what you want to watch.
Yeah.
So there's like always, you know, something to watch.
I mean,
rather than like, well, here's this.
I'm not gonna say there hasn't been shit on TV, but like usually there's like, you know, a minimum standard of like what's gonna make it on TV, whereas anything can make it on YouTube.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like,
that's true. So I don't know.
Usually I push Evie towards like PBS stuff and like, you know, here's, you know, the Wildcrats and like all this different stuff.
More like educational rather than just
Wildcrats? You ever watch that? Yeah.
Well, I used to be
Wild.
Yeah, they used to be Kratz.
The Kratz brothers.
Yeah. They used to have a show when I was younger.
Yeah. And well, now they
I
have
used
like
to watch them all the time.
They have an animated show now.
Yeah.
It's like half and half.
Mm-hmm.
But it's. Yeah. I remember watching when I was younger, and I watch them now. I mean, they got fucking older.
Yeah. I mean, so did
you watch? Did you watch Jeff Corwin?
Jeff Corwin? Yeah.
Going Wild with Jeff Corwin.
Yeah, I watched that.
My brother was like, why are you watching anyone go wild with Jeff Corwin, Shane? I'm like, what does that mean? I'm like, it's an animal show. He's like, no, it's not.
Yeah, I remember that guy. He'd go and he'd find like animals at night or animals
Kratz
in the
Creatures
day.
Kratz Creatures is what it used to be called, that one show, by the way. Kratz Creatures. Yeah, like when I watched it.
Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. I watched some of his stuff sometimes when I was
a
kid.
Yeah, he's got his family. His son now is, you know, that family, they've kind of carried it on, which is pretty cool.
His son is doing a show and his daughter is doing something as well.
That's cool. No, I don't know.
But, like, you know, going back to watching people play video games, like, sometimes you can get a greater appreciation for it than if you played it yourself. Like, if you're watching speedrunners or something, you know, you can see, like, you know, stuff you wouldn't notice if you played it at, like, a low level.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can really see the beauty and the design.
It puts you in perspective.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I used to just watch Rick back when we were doing, like, browsing game stuff. Like, you know, we're going to do a magazine, make a walkthrough of Metal Gear Solid 2. Here, Aaron, watch me play this game. He would record it on a VHS tape and then give me the tape. And I'd sit there and watch him playing it.
Yeah.
But it's not him here.
No.
It's just me watching the gameplay. There's no talking, no nothing. And I was like, okay. Yeah, he goes that way. All right. Oh, Rick, watch out for that guy. He's coming. Oh, good. Man, that's
Well, you didn't even have like a PS2 at the time, right?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't have a PS2.
Like, and you couldn't go and watch someone on YouTube play it.
No, that's before YouTube. That was, I don't know how old we were then, you know? Like, so, I mean, it's not that. I mean, I've had entertainment by watching people play games before and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I don't know. So it's just much more prevalent. It's just very different than what it used to be.
And I imagine like younger siblings probably have it a little more because like Hannah watched me play a lot of games.
Yeah.
You know, just because I was older.
Because you wouldn't share.
Better at them.
Oh. Well, I would go to my cousin's house and watch them play games. You know, I think Resident Evil 1, like I played /watched my cousin beat it before I ever went through it by myself. So. Same thing Resident Evil 2, actually. When that came out, I bought it, actually, and I took it over to there, and they were playing it, like, fucking all the time. Like, I want to play. It's my game. And they played through it, and I was like, we take turns, but I, like, have the controller a minority of the time because it's four people.
Yeah.
And that's how I beat Resident Evil 2 the first time, was with a bunch of people.
Yeah, I wonder, like... I wonder where it'll go from here. If, like, it will be sort of a... In Eclipse Phase in RPG, like, the biggest entertainment thing in that universe that takes place in the far future is, like, you can download other people's experiences.
Oh, so like someone else skydiving?
Exactly, yeah. And, like, you not only see it, but you, like, experience it as well, like, as if you were doing it kind of thing. And so, like, there's
Well, it's kind of like Total Recall, isn't it? Where you go on, like, vacation, like, you download the memories or whatever of a vacation.
Well, that one was, like, set into, like, a VR where, like, it seems like you're doing these actions, really. Yeah. Where this sounds like it'd be more like watching a YouTube video, but in a perspective that it seems like you're really there.
Yeah, so, like...
So, like, you're not making any decisions, you're just watching it happen. It'd be like riding a VR roller coaster. You can't control where you're going.
Right.
But it seems like you're on a roller coaster, I guess.
Like when you go to the movie theater.
Yeah. Like in Total Recall, though, like, you would be, like, trying to figure it out yourself, like a puzzle, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And creating the events yourself. Like, I want to live a vacation as a spy.
Because, like, you know, if you think of what we do as reactors, like, people watch the show again for the first time vicariously through us. But if they could also feel the emotions we feel the first time you're watching it, it could really up the reaction game.
I guess so, but I don't know if you can...
I think that's one to do it.
That would be hard to do.
So they can try to feel what they felt at first through us.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you have to wire it in the brain or something.
Yeah, like, I don't know how you would do that.
I don't think we have the technology yet.
No, if there's one thing you can go back and wish you didn't know anything about, you can rewatch it, what would it be?
Rewatch something without knowing? I'm partly curious on what my views on Star Wars would be if I had no idea what Star Wars was.
You didn't have the nostalgia.
Yeah. So I had no nostalgia. I didn't know what Star Wars was. I'm going to watch it for the first time, you know, in the order that I can now do with all these movies out. Mm-hmm. Before, I watched 4, 5, 6. Now I watch 1, 2, 3. Then I watch 7, 8, 9, you know?
Yeah,
like, what order would I do and how would I feel about them now? You know, it's later. They're older. As a kid, like, you know. I just like, oh, this is cool. I love this. Yeah. And then growing up, I'm like, I love that movie. It was so good. I'm a kid.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I still love that movie. Is it because I was a kid and I have nostalgia for it? Or is it because, I mean, tons of people love that movie, you know?
Yeah, but people discover the movies. People are still discovering the movies now for the first time. You
True.
Know what I mean? So, and they like it. So, I mean, that's, yeah, I think we'd probably like it.
True. But they also, you know, they came out with the new prequel trilogy and they have the new trilogy and stuff.
The sequel trilogy.
So, like... Is it because of those that are catching new people and bringing new people into it? Now they want to see what the rest of it is because they're enjoying what they saw already?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it something else?
I don't know. I mean, because I think definitely the newer stuff I look at pretty objectively, I think. And it's, in some ways, it's disconnected from the past in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So I feel like, like some of my friends who haven't seen any of the old stuff. Like when they watch some of the new stuff, they go, "Man, this is great! I need to go back and watch the old ones."
Yeah.
And when I watch it, I go, "This is pretty objectively pretty fucking good." You know what I mean? The way it builds tension, because now we do this for a living. I feel like the way the films are being made are just high quality movies for the most part.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, if your first movie was Episode 1, or your first movie was Episode 4, or your first movie was Episode 7,
yeah.
I think all three are done in a good standpoint where you don't need to know anything prior. And you can go into those movies as a new kid or a new adult or whatever, being like, I'm going to watch this movie. This mm-hmm. is pretty cool. I want to see the other ones and see how this universe is built up, you know?
Yeah.
So,
like those three movies take you into it, assuming that you know nothing and tell you what you need to know. They don't, you know, they don't assume that you already know everything about it.
Yeah.
But they treat it in a way that you can absorb it in an enjoyable way.
I don't know. I'm curious on what my thoughts would be watching it brand new. There's probably some other stuff I'd like.
I would love Episode 5 not know that.
Yeah.
Like that big reveal at the end.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that be so cool?
Yeah. Like, I cannot remember me having a reaction to Episode 5's ending. Like, I don't remember it, you know?
Yeah, because I just grew up knowing it.
I don't know if I just grew up knowing it. If I just watched it, I was just kind of like, huh, I don't understand. You know, like...
Yeah.
You know, like, just not comprehending it really as an adult or as a kid. Being like, oh, whoa, you know? Like, I'm just kind of like, oh, man, get the bad guys, you know?
Yeah. Like, I definitely...
Not his hand.
I understood on a certain level, but, like, not having Episodes 1 through 3 for the better part of my life, watching Episodes 4, 5, and 6, like, I didn't have that emotional attachment that I would have had seeing 1, 2, 3 before that reveal.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you shouldn't see 1, 2, and 3 before that reveal. You should see 4 and 5.
And then 1, 2, 3.
And then 1, 2, and 3. And then 6.
Yeah, but...
There you go.
No, but you see what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
having that character attachment.
See, I don't know. I don't think you need to have the attachment. But to me, I just don't remember my thoughts.
I don't remember having. Like, I don't remember seeing it the first time.
Yeah, either. I don't remember it, so I don't know. Yeah. I remember watching, and it wasn't even the first time. I remember having a laser tag gun sitting on my bed on the other side of it, shooting stormtroopers as they boarded the ship in the beginning of episode four.
Yeah.
Being like, pew, 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 you know? But yeah. Like, I remember that, but that's the only childhood memory I remember of Star Wars. That and my dad trying to tell me that Battlestar Galactica was the prequel, and that's what happened before episode four.
How would he do that?
I don't know. That would be funny. I don't know.
And
I
was like, yeah, religions,
yeah, this Battlestar Galactica, this is where it started, and then eventually it turns into that. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, the guy just, he started four because he's just some
space
in between.
Your dad seemed like to say something to shut you up.
Yeah, that's how it is, Aaron. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. So I was like, this giant dog somehow turns into Chewbacca or something, I guess. I don't know. Oh, no.
Have you seen Battlestar Galactica? Like the original?
Only a little bit. I remember a giant dog with a kid. A giant robotic dog or something. And the spaceships are very weird looking.
Yeah.
You know what I would like to go through again?
Vipers.
Lost.
Without knowing. Lost.
Lost would be good.
Or Breaking Bad. Lost. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't say Breaking Bad yet because I don't know the whole story of Breaking Bad.
He hasn't seen it at all.
You've seen enough to know that it's crazy. You know what I mean?
I think all three of us have seen enough now to be like, it's really good.
It's crazy. Really good.
Yeah, in the second episode, I think.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I love that show, but yeah, Lost, like the mysteries and just like the music, dude, and just the characters. Like going through that and just John Locke. I mean, just, you know, that stuff. You know what I mean? I would love, like, I think that Eric pretty much feels the same way. That'd be the one show, besides Star Wars, maybe, episode five. I wish I could go through again and.
Like, the first you know what I think would be good was also, if I did not know at all. Would be Chuck. Damn Chuck. I was going to fucking say that.
He watched your mouth move, and he's like, Chuck.
I can't. He just, I was like,
Chuck. No, Chuck. Like, I think that Chuck, the first season of Heroes, was so good.
Yeah.
I'd love to not know what happened to actually enjoy that, because, like, later seasons just didn't build up as well for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Those
yeah,
are the
Chuck
ones
will be great. That's like a... Just a love, like a love letter to fans, because like the show after like the second season was in danger of getting shut down, and fan letters got to come back, and then it got canceled, and then basically they started the Subway. The fans started this campaign with Subway where they would buy subs because of the movie. I don't even understand it all, but they did it for two seasons, kept the show going, even though like the ratings were low, but the fans were
what?
You know, yeah,
I didn't realize all that.
Yeah, like the show got. Canceled.
Man,
and almost
sucks.
Got
like they bought special sandwiches that would give money to the show.
Yeah, Subway became a sponsor. So when you watch it later on, you see all the Subway shit in it?
Huh.
Like there's two guys. Huh. What are those two guys? Like these guys who work at the Best Buy. The crazy ass motherfuckers.
It's not the Best Buy. It's the buy more.
The buy more. Yeah, they go, man, this stuff is real good. Look at the camera. You get that? Yeah, dude.
Well, no, I didn't
that's
know.
That's hilarious.
I
mean, yeah, because I was like, man, that's real strong. Yeah, I looked at
that. They should have used a Subway instead of a Wienerlicious.
Yeah,
well, that
should
was season
have.
Two, or I think, or no, that was season one, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I think it was season one.
Yeah, it was later on that the show was in danger. It was always on the bubble of getting canceled, even though like reviewers loved the show and obviously the fans.
Just no one was watching it.
Yeah, not enough people were watching. It's on NBC. That's why.
Yeah, dude, NBC doesn't do very well for ratings typically. I don't feel
not
like.
For like those kind of shows.
Well, and then also the other thing I don't like about NBC is like the people who do love the shows and like Heroes for example. We were trying, you know, Heroes. Every NBC show we've ever tried. Always has issues with like letting us do a reaction for it. This Is Us is the same way. I think This Is Us is a great show.
Yeah, it's good.
But like, you know, the girls are trying to do it and like they wanted to try to like, they want to watch it, talk about it, promote it because they love the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then like NBC's like, no. So they're like, all right, well, let's go to our website, I guess. Mm-hmm. Which was cool because then one of the actors who is in the show. Or like had a little filming of like laughing at like the girls crying about his like during his performance, which meant that in order for him to see that reaction, he had to have gone to our website. You know,
that's awesome.
They went to our website to watch his reaction.
Crazy to think
like,
about.
Like good,
because we're just some assholes.
Yeah,
we're just like a fucking actor.
Yeah, so yeah, that's kind of cool.
But like,
see, for me, it's a little different. Yeah. Like I always
name your list of animes, Rick.
Prefer second viewing more than the first. Always.
Well, it depends
really?
What it is.
Yeah.
Depends.
My Hero.
I haven't. Well, yeah. Well, it's a little different because, like, with My Hero, like, I've watched a little bit, but I'm watching the sub version, which is kind of a different experience, you know? So it's,
having the original voice actors
but
and
like,
stuff.
Having to read.
I don't know. I like being able
just hates
to
reading.
Examine something a little more.
I get that. But I don't enjoy my experiencing it the first time, I think Trump's examining it and looking at the deeper themes, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
the only thing I can think of that I wish I could watch with fresh eyes for the first time is Attitude Era Wrestling.
I was waiting for you to say Berserk.
No.
I was waiting for you to say Berserk. Like, watch sales.
Out watching the first episode, you watch start from the second episode like you should have and watch through?
No, I did because Zach warned me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's weird about Star Wars?
I wish we could have, like, some way to prove that we had all wiped our memory and do Black Sails reactions again.
You know, if that was a thing,
so good.
If that was a thing, though, to be able to, like, wipe your memory and, like, re-experience something.
Like in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Yeah, reactions may not be that big of a thing because, like,
they wouldn't.
Anybody, like, I'm just going to wipe it. I don't need to watch someone else.
I don't need to vicariously experience it again. I can just do it again myself.
Yeah, I don't want someone else to see. I want to see me. I'll just do that. And then you record yourself.
I mean, like, with Berserk and a lot of the other things that I really enjoy, like, if you give it a while and you're at a different place in your life, like, you can have a different reaction to it, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Like,
you mean you forgot, Rick?
When you get married or when you become a parent, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for me, I identified a lot with the prequel theology, with, like, his relationship with Padme, just like what he did for someone he loved and what he was trying to do for his family. I remember thinking, like, being this angsty teenager who always played Final Fantasy VIII, you know what I mean? Like, some things I did in my relationships when I was young to keep them going way past their expiration date.
I find just, like, your emotional state. Like, if you're really, like, you know, depressed or sad or whatever, and I'm watching Berserk, like, it feels different.
Than when you're happy. Well, it's up when you're older, your testosterone lowers, and you have kids, your testosterone lowers even more. So things that make me cry now definitely didn't make me cry when I was young.
I used to be happy and excited at the end of Homeward Bound. Now I'm sad and crying at the end of Homeward Bound. Like, that kind of thing. Like, now I'm an adult. I'm thinking about my kids. My kid got the puppy back. And he's so happy, and I'm crying.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of thing. Like, it just experiencing it. I understand experiencing it differently, but some things, like Lost has a lot of mystery to it. And to be able to rewatch it, like, having that mystery again and being like, oh, man, what could that mean? And, like, trying to figure it out and stuff.
Like Attack on Titan.
Well, it's weird. Like that, going Lost with, like, you guys would be amazing now. You know what I mean?
With us. Yeah, I've already been it.
Well, I know.
Oh, you were staring at me, though. Look at him.
Well, us. doing it, like, the way we do shows, it would be perfect for Lost.
Yeah, well, I remember Lost. I just binge-watched it.
Yeah, like, I did, too, up until season, I think, 4.
Yeah.
And then 5 and 6, I watched, like, live with everyone else. It sucked.
But it would have been great to have, like, a group to sit and, like, you're discussing each episode and, like, what could this mean? And what, like we do with Westworld.
Exactly.
The first season of Westworld, that would have been a great one to be able to rewatch again.
Or Attack on Titan.
Yeah, the way we do Attack on Titan, like, like, I guess the way, like, he's saying, like, Lost, like, that, it's that same level of mystery. I think I said it during Attack on Titan reaction. So, and like, honestly, for me, I love the mystery. But come second to the characters. The characters in Lost and the music are so fucking good. Yeah, you know I mean, like, the relationships, like, I love. And sometimes I don't like those kind of, like, those boy girl will she won't she, but Lost makes it good. You know what I mean? Like, I'm Lost. We need to react to Lost, damn it.
Yeah, maybe one day. I want to do Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar might be cool.
That's like one of my top ones I want to do.
That's been my list for a while to watch.
It's got some. It's got
my list
cool
as well
themes.
Because I like the board game.
That's it. That's the board game's good. Gotta watch the show.
Gotta watch the show.
Well, I remember seeing a girl in a red dress on, like, a DVD cover. Oh, man, I need to watch this sometime.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was watching The Office and fucking Dwight Schrute loves Battlestar Galactica. I'm like, I need to watch that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I need to watch The Office.
It's terrible.
You gotta watch The Office.
You have to
The
watch
Office
The
is
Office.
Probably never gonna be a thing that you can really react to, but it's a great show to watch.
Yeah.
It's
the worst thing
you
is.
You know how I feel about Seinfeld.
Sure.
Well, I think Seinfeld's better. Office, nothing comes closer to me than The Office.
I've tried The Office a couple times, and I just can't get into it.
The first season is
the thing that held me back.
It's a bit shaky.
The thing that held me back was The Boss. I had issues with the boss of the show.
Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, but it's worth, like, watching through, though.
Yeah, just keep going.
So, but the thing with The Office, for me, was I was just like, I hate this boss. He's such a jerk and so cringy, and what the hell?
Oh, but he's definitely cringy. I'm not going to say that doesn't change, but you actually, he becomes a sweet kind of, like...
It works.
Yeah.
It does work.
Well, honestly, I know the first season was trying to emulate the UK show a little bit in terms of, like, what it was trying to do, and then it became its own thing in season 2, and it just gets better and better.
The one thing, too, that you should do is watch it before... I got spoiled, I guess, on a lot of the great moments of it, like the best moments of The Office kind of thing. Yeah. And I've seen, like, man, these are great. I wonder what else there is.
And
like,
all the
those were the best ones.
Yeah.
So, like, now I'm seeing, like, the worst ones.
Yeah.
Well,
they're still
some
pretty
of the
good.
Pranks.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
pranks.
Yeah.
Like, you might.
I would see some of the best stuff between, like, Jim and stuff, you know? What
Jim is so funny.
Yeah.
And, like,
so,
his
yeah.
relationship with Pam is great. You know what I mean?
So, it's a great show. It's definitely one that's good to watch.
Fucking Mose.
Mose?
Mose is so fucking funny. He's like the Calvin of the show.
But it was the same kind of way with Star Trek Next Generation for me. Like, it took me almost a year to get through the first season. But, like, once I got past that hump, like, the rest of it, like, I got through, like, three seasons in a month.
I actually stopped watching. I can't remember why. Yeah, I love the show. I just started watching something else. I kind of needed a break from that type of genre for a while. I want to get back into it. But the first season, I remember you telling me, I guess it's the first season. I actually enjoyed it. I didn't, you know, because I watched it with my brother when I was little. So I remember some of the stuff. And I forgot how great it got. You know what I mean? So in relation to everything else, the first season isn't that good. But I still think it's very good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Another one was Parks and Rec. It was pretty good. I don't know if you've seen that. I enjoyed it.
Parks and Rec is pretty good.
I watched. I've heard Maggie loves that, sir. So I've seen a few episodes here and there. Yeah. It was another one
I love Chris Pratt in it. There's one where like this woman's trying to figure out what's wrong with her, and she's like, "Hey, I Google searched your ailments. It says you